You hear a lot about the issue of climate change, and you can see that some things are changing. It doesn't necessarily mean we're doomed, but there are issues that we probably should address or at least pay attention to and follow up on. Today, we're talking with artist Christina Conklin, who, with sustainability expert Marina Saros, wrote and illustrated this book called Atlas of Disappearing Places. Welcome, Christina. What was the impetus for this book?
Well, I am a Portland native, and I really love the ocean. Spent all my childhood going to the Oregon coast. And so when I became concerned about the climate crisis, I really wanted to understand how it was impacting all of the different living systems in the ocean. So that was really the start of the book. I was collaborating with my co-author on some sea level rise education work here in the San Francisco Bay Area when we were approached by the publisher, and we decided to do an art meets science book so that it would be more visually engaging and also tell lots of stories that people could really, you know, relate to rather than sort of the more traditional popular science book.
Excellent. So what are some of the locations that are quickly disappearing?
Well, there are places actually in the open ocean that are disappearing, which we might not think about very often. Wow. But there are ocean dead zones that are growing where there's not enough oxygen for much of any life to survive. So that's very concerning. And there are also, of course, places like small island nations in the South Pacific that are disappearing. The ocean, the nation I focused on, Cook Islands in the South Pacific, is not disappearing, but its beautiful, pristine marine environment might be disappearing because international mining interests are coming in and waving big checks and getting this tiny little country to turn over their marine seabed mineral mining right. Mm-hmm. Which could really destroy their environment. So there's both sort of places that are literally disappearing and then also, you know, kind of metaphorically disappearing, as well as, you know, sea level rise is going to impact so many shorelines all over the world.
So in what way can art and artists inspire action on climate change?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think artists really love to, create visions and think about the future and imagine what could be, and I think that's a space I like to inhabit a lot. I went to the Arctic to research this book, and that's where I actually developed the ink on seaweed technique that illustrates the book, where I paint the actual maps from climate research articles, but I painted on seaweed that I then layer onto a regular map, so that you can sort of see where the new sea level rise is going to be or where the Pacific garbage patch is in relation to geographic things we're all familiar with. And so I think, you know, we artists like to think creatively and help other people see things in a new way. And part of what we really want to do in this book is to help people see our way to the future, to not feel... There's a lot of hard facts in the book, and mm-hmm. there's going to be some difficult times ahead with the climate crisis. But we also wanted to paint pictures of pragmatic possibilities and of real hope.
Do you think it's too late?
No, it's never too late. That's just a really important thing for people to know. It is, like I said, hard to read that, you know, we may actually lose the entire polar ice cap in the next 20 years in the summers. Like we've already unleashed some changes on the planet that we can't just turn back time. But what we can do, what is especially critical to do in the next decade or so, is to get very, very serious about stopping our use of fossil fuels and getting to a clean energy economy, so that the changes don't magnify. If we don't make really substantial changes now, these feedback loops and this amplification that's going to happen in climate change is going to be really catastrophic.
We've been talking with artist Christina Conklin, who with sustainability expert Marina Saros wrote a book called The Atlas of Disappearing Places. Thank you so much, Christina, for joining us on KGMI.